Well, in Salesforce, I like to think of sharing and visibility and permissioning as kind of an etch-a-sketch, right? You've got two dials. Maybe it's a really complex etch-a-sketch where you have a couple more dials in there until you get the full picture. But I basically like to break it down into what you can do and what you can see. Those are my two main categories, right? So my first approach is to understand what can you do. Again, you know, I don't want to harp on it too much, but you do really have to talk in depth with the client or customer or whoever it may be to understand exactly how they're attempting to use Salesforce. If they're hiring us, Salesforce probably isn't working for them, or they're wanting to add some functionality that they didn't have before. So that first question, what can you do, is important. Now, the challenge with older orgs, ones that you inherit, is that, you know, permissions at the profile level really dictate what you can do, right? So roles and sharing settings and those things, org-wide defaults, those determine what you can see for the most part. What you can do tends to be at the profile and permission set level. And the challenge with a lot of those older orgs is, man, they've got a lot of profiles sitting around. So first thing, usually, and this is more from a broader perspective, is you look at the users and you look at what profiles are associated with those users. Now, I won't say that I do this, you know, by hand. There's a lot of tools out there that can help you with that. Salesforce Labs actually has one that you can download on the App Exchange called Org Check. It's a fantastic tool. It's free to use, and it does a lot of things for you. It tells you how many users are associated to what profiles, how many permission sets there are, if they're even being used. You can see how many fields are being used, how many fields have what data populated in them. It can do a lot of things. It can even give you a visualization of all of the roles that are in that org. And then, you know, you systematically look at what profiles are actually being used. You identify what needs to be done, right? From, again, answering that question, what can I do in Salesforce? And you apply that to some general business roles.